Gali, where he hopes changes to the previous arrangement will resolve issues that resulted in the policy being ruled unlawful by the UK Supreme Court. Both governments need to approve the new terms. Rwanda's Foreign Minister, Dr. Vincent Biruta, insists this is all about tackling illegal migration.
There is a critical need to find innovative ways to address the suffering of migrants under the exploitation of criminal smugglers.
Junior doctors in England say they'll be striking again after pay talks with the government collapsed. They'll walk out for 3 days from the 20th of this month and again for 6 days in January from the 3rd to the 9th. Schools and a community centre in Aberfan are in lockdown as police search for a man following a stabbing in a South Wales village. A suspect ran from the scene this morning. The 29-year-old victim is in hospital, but her condition isn't life-threatening. Eyewitness Katie Roberts can't believe what's happened in such a tight-knit community.
My husband's lived here all his life and he said it just doesn't happen here and it's really shocking that it has. But yeah, you just don't hear like things like this happening at all. But everyone pulled together for the ladies. There was quite a few of us on the street that came down and helped her.
At least 22 people have died after a volcano erupted in Indonesia on Sunday. Rescuers are still searching for one mountain climber who remains missing in West Sumatra. In sport, Chris Wilder's back at the helm of Sheffield United after he was sacked from the post in 2021. He's replacing Paul Heckingbottom, who's been fired. And cat lovers are mourning the death of Huddersfield's resident railway station cat. Felix, who was senior pest controller, was put to sleep at the age of 12 after vets discovered she had tumours. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Today the weather reaches a high of 6, with strikes of persistent rain and cold temperatures, brighter spells yet to come later on.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Happy Tuesday, I'm Joe and you're listening to Drive on Phoenix FM. A huge shout as always to Scott Ross for a brilliant 1-3. He will be back next Monday, same time, closing the title 1-3. But stay tuned as we have got loads of chat, music of all decades as well, guesting intros, so much more, including, yes, Emily's back. Say hi, Emily.
Hello.
Hello, yes. So we'll be hearing more from Emily a little bit later. But let's kick the show off with a little bit of Queen.
Slip.
raise a little thing called the door.
Crazy little thing called love. Now we have got Emily back in the studio. Yes, doing work experience for All Things Radio. Emily, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I like this. It's like a duo going on now, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
Co-hosting. I kind of like that. So we're going to talk about some stuff that you're really interested in. Well, you're part of your school, really, as well, a little bit later, isn't that?
Yeah, the Love Grace Appeal. And our school had a talk about it. And it's all about bringing everyone together and helping survivors of domestic abuse.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to talk about how you can get involved and help.
Great. So that'll be coming up within the next hour or so. But first up, I've got a request already come in. I should let you know what it was. It's one from the 80s. I don't know if you'll know it. Emily, it's Tears for Fears and Shout. Have you heard of that one?
No, I haven't.
Well, you'll hear it now.
Shout. I'm talking.
Michelle. And if you'd like a request, you know what to do. Radio at Phoenix FM. Put Drive in the subject line. Or what you can do is get hold of me at Joe Bailey Music on my Instagram or my X. I said it right. I didn't say Twitter. Now, we've got one coming up from the Stones. One of these new ones that I'm absolutely loving, the new album. But apparently, in 20, I can't remember what the year was. I think it was in 1981, actually. Keith Richards said, apparently, he used to be a choir boy in Westminster Abbey, a soloist. Then my voice broke. That was my first training in showbiz. Stones, we mess it up from our A-list. And talking of our A-list, we've got Christmas back again. Emily's requested a song, haven't you, Em?
Yeah.
What is it?
Last Christmas Last by Wayne. Christmas.
Yeah. So that'll be coming up just after the ads.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband.
Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Last Christmas.
Christmas. Yes, another Christmas song. Yeah, well, I put it off until yesterday. I don't know if Emily was listening in then, but she's chosen quite a lot of songs today, so it's making my job a little easier. But don't tell her that, will you? And speaking of songs she's chosen, coming up to the travel, appropriately, she's picked out Driving License. Oh, or Driver's License, see, by Olivia Rodrigo.
Got my driver's license last week, just like we always talked about. 'Cause you were so excited for me to finally drive up to your house. But today I drove through the suburbs, crying 'cause you weren't around. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. So much older than me, she's everything I'm insecure about. Yet today I drove through the suburbs, 'cause how could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. And I just can't imagine how you could be so. Said forever, now I drive alone past your street. And all my friends are tired of hearing how much I miss you, but I kind of feel sorry for them, 'cause they'll never know you the way that I do. Yet today I drove through the suburbs and pictured I was driving home. Past your street.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, there's queue in traffic on the A120 Coggleshall Road eastbound. Before the A12, that's Junction 25. And then the travel time there, you're looking at around 20 minutes. And in Braintree, slow traffic on A120 at Galley's Corner. Travel time there also. Oh, no, actually, that's gone down to 10 minutes. Not as bad as it was 5 minutes ago. A12 London Bound reports the carriageway being partially blocked at Junction 23. That's Kelvedon South. Traffic is really slow on the approach there. Now, on Chelmsford, slow traffic between Van Diemen's Road and between Lady Lane and the Army and Navy roundabout, and also slow traffic on the Baddow Road and slow towards the Army and Navy roundabout there also. Now, let's head over to the rail. Now, there's no service on the C2C at Fenchurch Street due to strike action today. Service is only running on the Greater Anglia between Liverpool Street and Norwich, between Liverpool Street and Cambridge, and between Liverpool Street and Southend Victoria, all due to the strike action today that's affecting services from across the network, to be fair. Now, let's head over to the tube for you now. There's minor delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains. Good news, the normal service has resumed on the Hammersmith and City Line westbound following earlier cancellations. The Underground station is still closed, though, on the Northern Line at Kentish Town, and trains are not stopping on Piccadilly Line westbound at South Ealing. And finally, still on the Piccadilly Line, station exit only are Russell Square, all due to 40 lifts there, yes. So that's it for the travel. There'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now, we've got one from Elvis.
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. Like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. I thought that I was in heaven, but I was sure surprised. Like an angel,
walk like an angel,
talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in
Elvis Presley. I didn't choose that either. I'm happy to say that Emily chose it. And now she's sitting over at the other side of the studio. No, I've not banned her over there. She's just there so that we can hear her properly. Emily, how are you doing still?
I'm good still.
Great stuff. So, Emily, listen, I always ask if there's something you want to talk about. And you think about it, don't you, throughout the weeks.
Yeah.
And then you just let me sort of give me a bit of a heads up. And this is something really that I'm really interested to hear about as well.
Yeah. Em. So it was only yesterday, and because I'm in sick form, we have people come in weekly, I think, for like talks and to either educate us on stuff or, you know, talk about our future steps. But yesterday we had a former teacher come in to talk about her cousin, Grace Milan, who was unfortunately murdered. But she was an adventurous girl. She was 22 and she was creative. Yeah. And she went on a trip, backpacking in New Zealand, and she enjoyed geography and everything, so that was sort of the norm to her and her family. And she met someone from Tinder, and then unfortunately she got murdered, which shouldn't happen wherever you are or by anyone, but it had quite a big impact on everyone in New Zealand as well, because that's deemed a safe country, and then to all women as well.
but she decided to educate us on the impact that domestic violence has on women.
Yeah.
So that's how the Love Grace appeal started, because she wanted her to be remembered, not by what happened to her, but who she was as a person and how it could benefit other women too. So that was sort of the beginning of it.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? There's so many charities, Emily, as well, that start through absolute, utter, tragic losses as well, you know, and people trying to make some sense of it sometimes, and then something good comes out of the awful tragedies, really, and this is definitely one of them. But they've got quite a really good campaign, because it's like, I think that's the key as well, right, to have something that's memorable.
Yeah, they've been raising money for the White Ribbon charities here in the UK and New Zealand, and they educate at a grassroots level and raise awareness of male violence towards women. And so after seeing it, I think she said it was after seeing a social media post about giving a handbag full of stuff towards homeless women, she decided to sort of make it personal to her, because Grace loved handbags and stuff, and sort of bring the community together, and they could fill handbags with stuff for domestic abuse survivors who come into the police with nothing really with them, and then they can obviously give that to them and then create a huge appeal out of it, which I thought was nice.
Yeah, it really helps spread the words as well, doesn't it? So
yeah,
so I wasn't aware of that. I mean, because they've worked with the big charity as well, White Ribbon, that I don't know if a lot of people are aware of. What, do you know what, we're going to bring this up more in the new year when you come back as well. I'm going to get some people in from the White Ribbon, because I've just been there. I'm now a White Ribbon champion, which doesn't mean much at the moment, but we'll it's weird how sort of like that's connected. See, Emily already. We're connected already, so yeah. But it's a wonderful charity, and have you got the link on there, if anyone's on their socials or anything? We can have a look in a minute.
Love Grace Appeal.
Love Grace Appeal.
But it's huge. I think they're giving 15,600 bags.
That's
across
massive.
Singapore, Canada, UK, New Zealand, and it's, you don't even have to, you know, give a lot. You don't, if you don't have a handbag at home that you don't use anymore, you can just give. They have things called like necessities and extras, then luxuries. So it'd be like toothpaste, shower gel, a few necessities. And then luxuries would be like what women don't really have the opportunity to have. If they're a domestic, like, abuse victim, sort of like makeup, they wouldn't be allowed to wear it.
Yeah.
You know, nail polish. And I actually have some quotes from the women who have received.
Go on, Em, yeah.
And they said, receiving the bag was the first time I felt like someone believed me and believed in me. And then her family, who obviously meets the women and gives the bags to them, they say, these are women who may have been forced to leave their entire livelihoods behind to seek safety. The impact of having a handbag of their own and a few luxury items is huge to them. So it's like what you wouldn't really see as big to a lot of women out there.
Because it's surprising, when people think of domestic abuse, they do think of physical abuse, but it's not always necessarily that. You know, people are being told that they're ugly all the time, and they can't wear makeup, just because obviously people want to control them, you know. So there's all those kind of things. So as you were saying there, just like some women just having the makeup there is just like, would be really special to open that bag and have that. It's something amazing, isn't it?
It's like even the former teacher who came in, and also was very close with Grace, they were cousins. There was like some people saying, well, why was she going out and traveling on her own to New Zealand? And it's almost like, why not? Because anyone should be able to travel on their own without being murdered. And it was even the Sarah Evergar case where people were like, why is she walking home on her own?
It's like, well, or why are you wearing that?
It's like, it's what normal people do, walking home. So it's like bringing something that should be normalised to then sort of helping it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because it's all like joined up thinking as well, you know, and everybody linking together. I always say we can only make change, literally, from it, no matter what it is, by all working together and helping each other out. So working alongside with the White Ribbon campaign as well, which is just an amazing campaign. It's just, it just makes sense. So, but as you say, it's the bigger picture, isn't it, Em? It's not just the charity. It's just like, you know, all the conversations that come with it. And then we can like say, hang on a minute, that's not right. That really, would you say that if that was a bloke of the same age going traveling? No, you wouldn't, you know.
It makes you think about it, because usually when you see it on the news, you think it's very sad, but it doesn't really sink in for you. So when you have someone come in and say, you know, their point of view of it from how it's affected them, then you really think,
yeah, I should get involved in this and help. So that's why people from the community can come together and actually try and make a difference.
Yeah.
Or even talk about it, because spreading it around does help.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what they want. They just want more coverage and more people to understand who Grace was and what happened to her and why it happened to her.
Mm. But we're talking about it now already on Phoenix FM, and we're good at spreading the word, to be fair. So hopefully someone will come in as well soon, and because we have reached out to them, haven't we?
Yeah.
So, and obviously, Emily, you'll be around when or if it happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we can catch up on this as well another time and speak more in the new year about it. And we will find the website for you as well after we play Kylie Minogue and Dancing. Cheers, Em.
Thank you.
Stay at home, nobody wants to be alone. When you come knocking, I'll be at your door. I don't ever want to stop, I'm gonna give it all I've got. And when they ask me, who could ask for more? Can't stand still, won't slow down. When I go, reflecting in your eyes. This is how I want to feel. The wine, the kiss, the music, feeling, getting down, riding all the highs. Can't stand still, won't slow. Say we did it all, a never ending of a perfect day. Can't stand still, I won't slow.
Oh, I do love that. I forget that one. Kylie Minogue and Dancing. That was off one of her albums where she did kind of a country slot on everything. She's done disco. She could do everything. Kylie Minogue and Dancing. Right, got another one coming up from our A-list. With Marshmello, Pink and Sting, it's a trio that I am loving. I've not played it every day. Almost have, though. I think I'm getting away with it, to be fair. But first, let's have a listen to Guess the Intro.
Guess the Intro.
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love as the days get longer? Follow me, never let me go. Let's keep dreaming, dreaming as the sun goes down. Stars are
keep holding on, even in silence. I can hear your voice through all of the noise. Yeah, yeah. We'll keep dreaming.
Or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Right, also today I have got an 80s theme that I think you will know and love. Even if you were around at the time, I know it's being repeated to this day. And the lead actor I adored and still do now, still about, still doing loads of brilliant shows. I'm going to give you a little listen now and then we're going to raise your glass with Pink after that. So have a listen to this.
Serious. Don't you understand? Wish you'd just freak out.
Freak out already.
Can't stop.
locked up right on the spot. It's so on right now. Body crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious?
Glass is empty. That sucks.
So if you're too school for cool,
I mean,
and you treat like a fool, you can choose to let it go. We can always party on our own. So raise your
raise your glass to me. Now, Emily run round to the other side of the studio to get her headphones back on and nick me phone along the way, but we're all right now. Emily, you've got an event over there, haven't you, there for us?
I have. It's under 3 weeks to Christmas, so we're probably all thinking about what we're going to eat on Christmas. And so the Brentwood Food Bank has decided to try and get some help in and get people to bring in more Christmas food. Even if you donate just one item that you'd love to eat at Christmas, but not turkey because it's rummy, isn't it? But yeah, Brentwood Food Bank would love to hear from everyone.
Brilliant stuff. Yeah. And you can get more details from that on the phoenixfm.com website. Yeah, all the event stuff's going on there. And Emily has got a few more coming up as well that she'll tell you about in a minute. But another song that you've chosen, Emily, it's all about you today, to be fair.
Yeah.
So which song have you chosen?
Snap Out of It by the Arctic Monkeys.
Brilliant.
What's been happening?
of it. And Emily just said that you went to a gig recently, didn't you, Mem?
Yeah, I did. Antarctic Monkeys.
Antarctic like, Monkeys. Yeah. I love that.
It's like a tribute. And it was like watching the real thing.
Was it really?
It was so good. Yeah, I'd recommend it to anyone.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Do you know what? Some are really good. You never know what to expect. It's always good to go there. It's fun, isn't it? Because everyone just goes there to sing along as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a really good atmosphere. So I'd say go.
Brilliant stuff. Antarctic Monkeys. I love that because it's such a brilliant name, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe we need to do a segment on that of all bands, that are cover bands, and find out their names and see if we can find that. I'll tell you what, that's a test. That's what we'll do for next time, right? You find some bands, I'll find some bands, and we'll see which one's the funniest ones. You're going to beat me, I know.
Which ones are the best ones?
Yeah, totally. So we'll do that. But I'm going to play now a track that is from my playlist last week. Actually, it was my track of the week, and it's Arcs featuring Alva Reddy, Soft Lad. There's so many. It's a charity song. It's brilliant. It's Baby Aha.
Phantom hair. It's on my left hand. It doesn't happen on the right hand side. I don't know why. It's only on the left hand side. It's almost like it's going, hello. So I go, right, I'll get that. That's it. I'll get that. And you try. There's no long hairs there. There's no long hairs there. So I brush them all back. Brush it all back like that. And then it's gone. 2 minutes later, hello.
Mikey's Breakfast. 7 to 10 weekdays on Phoenix FM.
It's me, Michelle Ward. A prawn cocktail.
I love
a prawn cocktail. I'm always rambling. What is the mayor's chain called?
Chain.
In fact, I never stopped talking. And I rubbed, basically, all of the skin off the inside of my thigh. You can answer my question of the day.
Come on, Michelle.
I think men go through the menopause from about the ages of 18 to 65. And after that, they die. Fantastic guests and super music. What am I lacking in my diet? Humour, really.
Yes.
Weekdays 10 till 1.
Dynamic duo, I call them. Yes, Mikey and Michelle. Back tomorrow, 6 o'clock, obviously with, what's number? 7 o'clock, obviously with Michael. It's 6, don't get in that early. And, of course, then 10 o'clock, we'll eat my brunch with Michelle Ward. We're almost halfway through the week. I don't know if I'm going to get to the end of it, but we'll see, shall we? Actually, join us in the second half. Make sure you do stick around, because we've got a brilliant 4 at 4.30, all with the word strong in the title. If you would like to hear one, give us a bell. But taking us up to the top of the hour is another little listen to our guest, the intro. I'll see you and Emily will after four.
Guess the intro.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.